Yesterday, Barnsley was in the studio and we were having a chat about concerns over the CBD and the number of retail stores, particularly focusing on some areas like Carillion Arcade, that are just empty at the moment. So just no occupancy, downturn in retail spending, etc., in the CBD. I mean, obviously, coming up to Christmas, they're hopeful that that'll turn around. But nevertheless, there does seem to be some pockets of concern. Why aren't people going into the city as much as they perhaps used to shop? What is there that would draw them to the city to shop? Is parking too expensive, and does it turn people off and they'd rather go to their suburban shopping centre where it's free? Well, I did say the following. Have a listen.
It is time to put some of those short-term strategies in place, like, you know, making it cheaper to park in the city. If there are security concerns, those things that we can do immediately, and then start talking about the longer-term projects as well.
Imagine if the city of Perth would make a decision around a day of the week where they say it's free. Imagine what that could do to bolster numbers into the city. I mean, I don't know whether it's the Saturday or not, but, you know, they actually come up with a project to sort of encourage people back into the city. Are they doing enough to encourage people? There's certainly a lot of the campaigning that's been done, but clearly when you've got stores that at that level that are empty, that is a real worry for the city, I think. Yeah, so discussing the idea of free parking, perhaps it's not as crazy as it might have sounded at the time. James Limnios is the deputy mayor, but of course he's a private citizen and an interested party in what's going on in the CBD right now, and he joins me on the line. G'day, James.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well, councillor. I'm just wondering, you've suggested that there could be some merit in free parking.
Yes. Look, what I would like to see, what I'm hearing from our retailers is that it's the inconvenience and high cost of parking that is making some of their customers just stay away. And all I'm trying to introduce is for the month of December, if we could have free shopper parking in our primary multi-level car parks on Saturdays and Sundays, we've got to do something. I feel compelled to help the retailers.
Is this because, you know, the competition? I mean, I was at Joondalup Shopping Centre for the first time in a long time the other week, and I'm not saying it's brilliant, but it's certainly got everything. It's free to park there, and it's convenient for people that live in the northern suburbs.
Absolutely, and it's also air conditioned.
Yeah.
So in our hot summer months, this is what we're competing with in the city. Quite frankly, I understand small business. I sympathise with small business, and our retailers are the heart and soul and ratepayers of this capital city. We need to act. I just can't sit idle and not come up with strategies and ideas. I would like to see the city of Perth and myself as an elected member try and do whatever we can to help retailers. I shop in the city as much as I can as a private citizen, and I want to encourage as many other people to come and visit the city. And if Saturday and Sunday can help by creating some free parking for the Christmas month, I hope it helps, just a little bit at a time.
Could we afford it? Could the council afford it?
I'm looking into that at the moment, but we can't afford not to. That's the difference, Gary. We can't afford not to support the retailers. We have to find solutions.
Is there anything going on at the moment that, you feel without having to give them without giving people free parking could actually turn it around, or are we just fingers crossed at Christmas time that people will come in?
I think I think people enjoy coming to the city at Christmas time. I want to make sure that the city is seen as the Christmas destination. And if that can entice people through some free parking only on Saturdays and Sundays, I hope it works. I'm an individual person. I'm just trying very hard to help these small business people because I'm a small business person myself.
I was reading that story the other day about, one in four stores on some levels of Carillion Arcade are empty. One in four. I mean, that's got to be alarming.
Yeah, it is. That in itself made me respond on social media. And it is alarming. It is alarming. But we've got to unite. We've got to unite as citizens of Perth, as West Australians, and we've got to support our CBD. It's imperative that we support our CBD. The CBD is competing with over $4 billion worth of shopping centre, suburban shopping centre renovations. We need to help our retailers. We need to help this city.
All right. Now, what's the mechanism, though, to do that? I mean, obviously, that's got to be voted up, hasn't it? I mean, even if it's not free, even if it's reduced, heavily reduced parking, but that's got to go through council, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm only one person. I'm gonna put a motion forward coming this Tuesday, and hopefully my colleagues will see merit in the motion, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens next week then. Look forward to speaking to you again, depending on the outcome.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you very much, Gary.